coming back. In the Bible, Jesus told a story about a father and two sons from Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 31. The younger of the two boys became dissatisfied with life in his father's household and believed life away from home was more desirable. He asked for his inheritance before it was due to him and then went out and squandered all he had on wild living. While he had money, he had friends, but his money soon ran out and he found himself alone. Often when we come into recovery, we find ourselves where the prodigal son was, alone and worn out by sin with a life that is unmanageable. God offers us a purposeful life, but we want our own way and think that God's way is restrictive rather than protective. We want to have fun without considering the consequences of the choices we make. The sad truth is, we end up broken and needy by following self-will rather than God's will. From the Bible it says, "Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear and your soul shall live." From Isaiah chapter 55 verses 2 and 3. The father of this boy was always waiting for the return of his son, and when he saw him coming back, he ran to meet him. God is always pursuing us with his love, and when we turn to him, he welcomes us with open arms and gives us the privilege of being called his precious child. In the Bible we read, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." From 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, forgive me for the times I have rejected you in favour of my own self-centeredness. I ask for your forgiveness. Thank you for adopting me as your precious child. Help me to follow your ways in all my affairs. Amen.